Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We bless God tonight. For he is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Precious people of God in radio land, television land, we praise God for you. We thank you for joining us on this broadcast. I want to say welcome. I am Pastor Dr. Parker from the Vessel of Honor Ministries, bringing you the Vessel of Honor Ministries broadcast live here on My King's Television Network services. Tonight, we are just going to get into the Word of the Lord, after which time we're just going to worship the Lord and pray as the Holy Spirit leads us, and then we're going to go straight into listening, just literally listening to the Word of God. So we're going to start off with worship tonight, and then we're going to continue on with prayer. We're going to get into the Word of God, after which time we're going to just allow the audio Bible to play as we minister and hear the Word of the Lord tonight, in addition to all that is going to be done. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We bless God for you. Without further ado, I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit to come in, and we will proceed further. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion that are new every day. We thank you for your grace, God, that is extended towards us, Lord. We ask you tonight, Lord, that you will create in us a clean heart, O God, and purify our hearts, purify our thoughts, Lord, and remove everything on the inside of us, Lord, that does not represent you, God. Cleanse us, wash us, make us whole, make us clean from the inside out, God. Strip us, God, of everything that is ungodly, every desire that is ungodly, every sinful nature, God, that is ungodly. Remove it far from us, Father. Help us, Father, to have a hunger and a thirst and a desire for your presence, O God. Help us, Father God, to have a hunger, Lord, and a thirst for holiness. Help us, Lord, to have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Lord. Help us, God, to have a hunger, Lord, and a thirst, O God, for your presence, O God. Help us, Lord, to have a hunger, Lord, and a thirst to see souls come into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thousands being added to the church, Lord, such as should be saved, O God. Help us, Holy Spirit, Lord God, to have your word on the inside of us, God, as it was with Jeremiah, like fire shut up in his bones, Lord. Let your word be like fire, God, shut up in our bones, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to help us, because your word said that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we shall be your witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, help us, God, in Jesus' name, to receive, Lord God, that fresh baptism of Holy Ghost fire, Lord, that God, we will want to preach your word. We will want to minister to others. We will want to encourage people, Lord God. We will want to go forth, Father God, regardless of our situations and circumstances around us, Lord God. We will want to go forth, Father, in Jesus' name, and we want to do your will, Father God, and please you in all that we say and do. And so, Father, we ask, oh God, that you will scrub us completely, Lord God, in Jesus' name, of the attitudes, Lord God. Clean us up from the inside out, Lord God. Hallelujah. Creating us a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit on the inside of us. Wash us with hyssop, Father God. Wash our tongues, oh God. Wash our mouths, Lord God. Wash our ears, Lord God, that we will hear only what you are speaking, Lord God. Wash our eyes, Lord God, to be careful what we see, Father God. And Father God, purify our thoughts, Father God. That, Lord God, when we think of thought, Lord God, let it be glorifying and edifying to your holy name, Father God. Holy Spirit, give us a quickening in our spirit, man, Lord God, to just want to be in that holy place. And we can cry, oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise the Lamb of God. I love to worship the Lamb of God, because to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb be glory, honor, dominion, power, and strength all belong to you, God. So, Holy Spirit, help us tonight. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. Help us. We need you to help us, Father. Oh, Holy Spirit, you have been sent to help us, Lord God. And we ask you to do just that. Help us. Help us to be holy. Help us to live righteous lives, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to live sanctified lives set aside, Father. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to seek you early, regardless of how we feel, how exhausted we think we may be, or tired, Lord. But help us, God, to have that yearning for your presence. For Lord, in your presence, God, there is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand, pleasures forevermore.
Father, we desire your presence, Lord. We long for your presence. We long for your presence, oh God. We long for your presence, Lord. We long for your presence, Lord. We long for your presence, oh God. For you say, consider not the former things, nor the things of old. For I would do a new thing, says the Lord. Father, do a new thing in us. Oh, hallelujah. And while you're at it, God, pour a new anointing on us, Lord. While you're at it, God, put a fresh fire on the inside of our bellies, God. Let the rivers of living waters flow, God. Out of our spirit, man, Lord. Father, help us not to be fearful. Help us not to be intimidated by man. Oh, God, regardless of everything going on around us, help us, Lord God, to just have that desire to want to be right there. Where you are, Lord. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. I feel your presence here already. Be glorified in all, Lord, that we say and do. We love you, we praise you, and we bless you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Fill our cups, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray for the listeners, Lord. That, Father, whoever they are, wherever they are, Lord God, that are listening even now, Lord, you see their hearts. You know what they're going through, Lord. But, Father, tonight I don't come bringing anybody problems to you, Lord. I don't come bringing any need or any asking, Father God. I come telling you, Lord, that we need you. We need you to be, hallelujah, manifested in our lives, Lord God, because, God, our problems, our situations, our circumstances, all that stuff don't matter at all. They mean nothing, Father God. Because when we hunger and thirst after you, we shall be filled. And you say, blessed are they. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So, Father God, when we hunger and thirst after you, seeking you first, your kingdom, all these things shall be added unto us, God. So tonight we worship you. Yes, God, we thank you. And we say, put a desire on the inside of us to want to know you more, serve you more, be holy before you, live righteous lives, be examples, Lord God. Be the church you have ordained us to be. Be the church you have anointed us to be. Be the church you have called us to be. Be the church that you set us apart to be, Lord. Help us to be that, because lives are at stake, Father. So, Father, I pray that every person listening, God, the Lord, you increase your anointing on their lives. And, Father, that they will want more of you. They will want more of you, Lord. They will want more of you. And, Father, they will say, draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay all my issues down just to hear you say that I am your friend. You are my desire. Nothing else would do, Lord. Nothing else can take your place. Just to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me, God, find a way. Bring me right back to you where I can worship you in spirit and in truth and feel your presence, where I can pray and literally see answers, Lord God. So, Father, tonight we come seeking the throne. We don't come asking for healing. We come seeking the healer. Father, tonight we don't come asking for provisions. We come seeking the provider. We don't come asking to fix a situation. We come seeking the fixer of all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't come asking for nothing, but we come seeking the creator of all things. Alpha, Omega, beginning, ending, first, last. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. We come seeking your throne. We come seeking your face. We come seeking your presence. We come saying we are hungry. We are starving. We are starving for holiness. We are starving for righteousness. We are hungry, God. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry, God. We are starving, God. We want more. We want more. We want more, God. Yes, God. We want more. Give us more, Father God. Oh, through your Holy Spirit, baptize us afresh. Pour out on us, hey, the fire of the Holy Ghost. For you said we shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit come upon us. I feel your presence here already. I feel your power. I feel your fire all over my head, God. And, Lord, I thank you. I pray that your people listening right now feel the fire and feel your power as well. Because we come saying tonight, we want more. 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 We want more of God. We want more of Jesus. We want more of the power of the Holy Ghost. We want more of the gifts of the Spirit. We want more of the Holy Ghost fire. We want more of the Holy Ghost power. We want more. We want more. We want more, God. Hallelujah. And we vow a vow tonight that as you give us more, we shall use them all for the upbuilding of your kingdom. We shall edify the saints, comfort that, encourage them, God. Hallelujah. Cause them to reach their divine purpose, potential, and destiny in you. God, we give you praise tonight, glory and honor. Oh, yes, God, we are greedy tonight. We want more. We want more, God. Yes, I want more. I want more. In Jesus' name, have your way tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless you, God. We're just going to worship the Lord for a few minutes here and get into the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor and praise, O God, be unto your holy name.
I don't care if you don't know it. You're
filling
out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're only Son.
Yeah.
No sin too high. You have brought him from your side,
Jesus,
to
walk upon
this guilty heart, and to
become
the Lamb of God. Your gift of love, they crucified.
Yeah, hallelujah, Lord.
They laughed and scorned. Him that he died, the humble
king,
they named a
friend. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then I love the Holy Lamb of God. Thank you.
Just bless him because of who he is. Come on, from the youngest to the oldest, everybody. Come on, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Come on, open your mouth. Come on, speak well of him. Speak well of him.
Higher.
We glorify your name, God.
Higher. Sing it again, Micah, please.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Tonight, let this be a night of glory, we pray tonight. We will give you all the majesty, all the honors, Lift your hands and praise his name, Saint.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we believe, God, that all things are possible. Oh, Father, we believe tonight. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we just feel the warmth of your presence and your glory in this place. We worship you truly in spirit, Lord, and in truth tonight. We ask you to fill this place. Holy Spirit, come. need a fresh breath from God tonight? Don't you just desire a fresh breath of the Holy Spirit on tonight? Tonight, saints of God, people of God, beloved of God, precious sons and daughters, we don't come asking God for anything tonight. We want to overflow in anointing, in power, hallelujah, in fire of the Holy Ghost. We desire tonight a fresh breath from heaven that the Holy Spirit will literally breathe, blow like, blow on us tonight. Hallelujah. And take us to a higher place of worship, a higher place of praise, a higher place, my God, of adoration, a higher place of exaltation, a higher place where we can cry, Abba, Father, a higher praise where we can cry to the I Am that I Am. We can worship Him in spirit and in truth, a higher place where we can come and say, Holy Spirit, breathe, Holy Spirit, move, Holy Spirit, heal, Holy Spirit, touch, let Your glory fill this house. I feel Him here tonight, saints of God. And we can literally see the manifestation of the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel a prompting tonight. We're not asking God for anything tonight. We come seeking the throne of God, and we're saying we want more, we want more, we want more God, we want more anointing, more power, more fire of the Holy Ghost. For Lord, You said in Your word, we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we shall be Your witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. God, that power You were talking about in the book of Acts 1 and 8, that is the fire of the Holy Ghost. As Jeremiah described it best, he says, it is like fire shut up in my bones. God, that's our desire tonight, to come seeking You for that Holy Ghost fire. And we ask You to breathe afresh, eh? Yes, Lord, breathe on us. Breathe on us, God. Blow on us tonight. Breathe on us, God. Blow on us tonight. Breathe on us, God. Blow on us tonight. Yes, breathe on us, God. Blow on us tonight. Hallelujah. Father, as we worship You tonight in spirit and in truth, we bless Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with His goodness.
Yes, yes.
He is holy. He is high. He is set apart.
Hallelujah.
So we sing to Him.
Yes, Lord.
God, you've been upon
hallelujah. Oh, people of God, don't you just love the fact that we serve a God who is holy? We serve a God who is worthy. There is nobody like him, no woman like him, no boy like him, no man like him, no girl like him. All creation bow down to him, for he is the creator of them all. Don't you, my God, get excited just knowing that we serve the I am that I am, and for us to come tonight and say, God, we are not asking you for nothing. But, Father, tonight we come seeking the throne of God. And, Father, we just come with grateful hearts tonight. We don't want you, my God, hallelujah, to hear us asking for anything except a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Because, God, we desire, and I pray that every person listening tonight, you desire to do the greater works that Jesus spoke about in the book of John 14, chapter verse 12. He says, these works that I do greater, hallelujah, we shall do in his name. We shall heal the sick. That's a mandate. We shall raise the dying, save, my God, those that are lost. We have received the gift of salvation freely because the price has already been paid. And so we have been giving the power, the glory, and the anointing to go forth because the glory of God covers us, and that's his presence. The glory of his presence engulfs us as it did, my God, with Moses. When Moses stood and he wanted to see the face of God, God told him he will not be able to show him his face, but he's going to hide him in a cleft of the rock and he's going to pass by. And after he does, my God, the glory of God shall be seen. And then, hallelujah, he shall see not his face, but his glory. And that's our desire, Lord. Give us, engulf us, envelope us, overshadow us with your glory. Is that your desire tonight? And if it is, because you have an expectation and great expectancy for the glory of God, you shall receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall be raised up to a whole new dimension in him. Oh, we ask for a fresh touch tonight, a fresh anointing, saints of God. We're going to get to the Word of God in just a moment. But there is something about worshiping God. There is something about seeking the face of God. Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these little things that we desire, that we want, and we would like to have, and that we need, it shall be added to us, not just added, but in good measure pressed down, shaking together and running over, shall men give unto our bosom, and we shall retain, my God, and obtain and receive the favor of God, to where people are giving us things that we have not asked for, but because inwardly we desire them, we shall receive them. But first of all, we must seek first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And tonight we come seeking the glory. We come seeking the presence. We come seeking, hallelujah, a double portion anointing, hallelujah. We come seeking, my God, that fresh living waters to flow out of our bellies. Where we say, fill our cups, Lord. We lift it up, Lord. Lamb of God, fill us up tonight. Come and quench this thirsting within our souls. Bread of heaven, feed us tonight till we want no more. When we think we are full, give us some more. Because God, yes, I'm greedy, God. Yes, your servant, God. I want more and I desire more and I shall have more for your glory, because I shall bring you all the praise and the glory. Oh, my, hallelujah tonight. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory, the glory of your presence. There is nothing like it. We thank you, God, because, God, we desire to bring the church back to where it was. As it was in the book of Acts with the apostles, that even their very shadow began to heal folks, and their clothing, the handkerchief, my God, began to heal folks because they operated in the power of the Holy Ghost
as he confirmed the works that they did. He walked with them. He confirmed the works that they, my God, Jesus. And Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change. And as a result, I ask you, Jesus, to glorify yourself through us, through the person of the Holy Spirit, oh God. For Father, the people need you. The people need you, God, and we are your messengers. We have been given what it takes because you said in your word, and all power has been given unto us and all authority. And, Father, we have been giving the power and the authority. Now, God, we ask for the boldness because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So we ask for the boldness tonight that, God, we will go forth. That's why we don't come saying, give me, my name is Jimmy. God, we don't come asking for nothing tonight. We come seeking your presence, Holy God Almighty. Reveal yourself to your people. Every minister, every bishop, every pastor, every daughter, every son listening right now, reveal your glory in greater measure like never before. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us to operate in the gifts, oh my God, that you have been sent to give us. The word of wisdom is a gift. Give us the word of wisdom, oh God. The word of knowledge is a gift. Give us the word of knowledge, oh God. The gift of miracles, give us the gift of miracles, oh God. Cause these gifts to be activated in us, God, because Holy Spirit, you live on the inside of us. That means that these giftings are already ours. But God, tonight, I ask you that you give it to us in a form of activation, Lord God, and it becomes active, Father God. Give us the gift of healing, Father God. Let the gift of healing become active in us, God, because we can say, well, one has the gift of healing, the other one has the gift of tongue, Father God, because Holy Spirit, you live on the inside of us. Whatever gifting we need to operate in for that time and that season is available to us. So, God, we come asking tonight that you will activate the gifting so that we may give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Our knees, God, are, my God, are not coming before your throne tonight because you said, seek you first the kingdom, and that's what we come doing tonight. We come seeking the kingdom. He's Sandorobo Shata. And the way things are done in the kingdom, where healing takes place in the kingdom, miracles takes place in the kingdom, Jesus. Faith, my God, takes place in the kingdom where we believe God for the impossible. For with him all things are possible. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. We come believing God tonight for the gift of prophecy because when we prophesy, your people are encouraged. Your people are edified. And, Father God, we come seeking the gift of prophecy. That it be manifested through us, God. We come seeking the gift of tongue, that we were speaking tongues. As Paul says, the unbeliever, we hear, my God, hallelujah, and we'll want to understand what it is that we are saying, because to them it is foolishness and nonsense, but the manifestation of prophecy, God, shall draw them closer and closer and closer to you, and draw us all farther and farther and farther away from the things of this world and the fleshly desires of this world. Oh, Lord God, we come seeking tonight the interpretation of the tongues. He sandemerebo siti nanaha. Inanorobo sata. A greater level for somebody listening tonight, myself included, a greater level of anointing, a greater level of fire, a greater level of power shall be poured out. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. I bless you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because there is nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stay right there.
Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege it is to be able to call on God and just worship him and then let him know that he alone is worthy. There's none like him. You know, God desires that we, his sons and daughters, will seek him, will worship him in spirit and in truth, that we will want to be where he is. We will want to have that relationship with him. We will want to go further and further away from religion. Because religion, my God, religion brings about confusion, and I am a witness to it because I've seen it live firsthand. Religion brings about discord. You know, it brings about intimidation. Religion, you know, puts these, mandates on people that if you don't do this, you're not going to get that. You know, if you don't kill an animal, your sins are not forgiven. All that foolishness that religion does. But our desire is that we will get further and further away from religion, and we will get closer and closer and closer and closer to intimate relationship with God. The Father God, the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, because God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. God is not condemning you. Oh, Father, I love you, Lord. I love you when you just confirm your word. God is not condemning you. And therefore, no man has the power or authority to condemn you. And then to go to that intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit where you can just feel his arms around you and his presence is so, oh, I can't even describe it, such a warmth and a peace and a calmness and a gentleness and a still whisper of his precious sweet voice. It's amazing, people of God, to not only know God for who he is, but to have a relationship with him, like you and I have relationship with our family, you know, our friends. And I called my sister when I got in this afternoon, or this evening, I should say, to speak with my brother to wish him a happy birthday because today is his birthday. God bless you, sweetheart. We love you so much. And as we, you know, we were talking, and I was just reminded of that relationship that I have with them. And I said, God, so you want something greater than that, to where it's even more intimate, where I can come to God with everything and just pour my heart out and know that God hears me, know that he's not going to beat me up, he's not going to condemn me, he's not going to talk about me. I can tell God my secret. And God's not going to tell the whole world what it is that I just told him. I can, my God, confide in God. I can trust God with everything that I'm going through. And that's a beautiful place to be. But religion says otherwise. Religion says contrary to what we're talking about. And so, Father, tonight I pray that the spirit of religion be broken of your people, whoever they are, wherever they are in the world. And I pray that the spirit of relationship with you, the desire to have that intimate relationship with you as a husband and a wife on a greater scale, Lord God, to want to be in your presence, to be so in love with you, that just the mention of your name puts a beautiful smile on our faces, God. Oh, and our eyes just glow with your glory and your presence, Lord. Lord, I pray that when the people see us, they will see you. When the people hear us, Lord, they will hear you speaking directly to them. Continue to move, bless tonight, and have your way. In Jesus' precious, beautiful, and sweet name. Amen, amen. Well, praise God again, saints of God. I want to thank you once again for joining us tonight. As we started earlier at 7 this afternoon or this evening, I should say, because it's daylight now. It kind of looks like the afternoon after all, with spring being here and everything. But as we started early on the broadcast, we you know, pray and then we worship the Lord. And if you're just joining us, you may not know this, but I have been called to worship God in addition to, you know, the preaching of his word, the prophesying, operating the gifts
my place, oh yes, thank you, Holy Spirit, in Him is to worship Him. And I love to worship God, because when I worship God, there is a release. It's almost like reciprocity. I'm worshiping Him, and I'm telling Him how loving and awesome and beautiful He is, and He's just pouring just greater things on the inside of me and up on me. And so I just love to worship God, and I pray all of you listening have a desire and love to do the same thing. If you would please turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 8. We're going to read that, and then after that, we will pray with you, and the broadcast will officially continue. However, we will just, after we pray, we're just going to have the Word of God continue to minister. We're going to go to the book of Psalms tonight and hear it audibly, and but we will be here continuously until 10, so you can, you know, continue to listen. You can turn, you know, your phone on or your system on, and, you know, as you're in your home doing whatever it is that you do, but the Word of God is just going through your house. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen, amen. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We've done the praying, the worshiping. We're going to dive into the Holy Scriptures, and then from there we're going to just let the Word of God just speak to us. I, for one, will be here just musing it. I'm going to be meditating on it and just enjoying the beautiful, wonderful, magnificent presence of the Lord. Because I'm telling you, saints, He is here. I feel Him. I see Him. It's such a blessing. You say, but how can you see the Lord? I see His glory. And that's how I know that He's here. And I feel His presence. I feel the warmth. Amen. And that's how I know. So thank you, Lord. The book of Romans, chapter 8, I'm going to start reading at verses number 1. The word of the Lord starts, I'm reading from the NIV tonight. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. And again, who you and the Son that says free is free indeed. So if anybody trying to condemn you, sweetheart, they have no right, they have no place to condemn you, because you know what? Because you are in Jesus Christ, you have accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. He is saying to you tonight, there is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. I don't care what your past life has been or what you may have done yesterday. The fact that you have said, Lord Jesus, forgive me. That's it. And admit that you did wrong and repent from it. Turn away from it. That's all you need. And so I decree and declare, because I sense that some of you are feeling condemned and you don't feel like you're worthy of anything. God has called you to a greater and higher calling, and He has not condemned you. He will not condemn you, and there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Because you are in Christ, you were not condemned, because the Spirit has set you free, and He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Verse 3, for what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. See, if folks trying to make sacrifices to purify you, be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you, and tell them, look, I don't need that, because the best sacrifice that anybody can make for my sin has already been made. And the price has already been paid. It said dead, dead, oh, oh, but now it says paid in full because of the blood of Jesus. And He is the one and only sacrifice that we accept, and it's already done. Amen? Praise God, praise God, praise God. So next time people try to beat you down, just know that you are bought with the precious blood of Christ, and there is nothing no man can do about it. Hallelujah. Verse 4. In order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. See, once you become saved, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us, and guess what? He's bearing witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And as precious sons and daughters of God, God's beloved, we are not condemned. I don't care what it is that we do and how men try to judge us, honey, we are not condemned. Amen? As a matter of fact, we are set free. Hallelujah. That's a good place to shout. Bless you, Lord. Verse number 5.
Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. And our desire tonight is what the Spirit of God desires. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. May your desire become our desire to please the Father and operate in the calling that you have placed on our lives, in Jesus' name. Verse number 6, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace, and that's where we receive the life and peace, because our minds are controlled by the Holy Spirit. We believe it, we decree it, and we declare it, and it is so. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, thank you, Lord, yes, I, you, yes, all of us listening. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if he is, my God, excuse me, but if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. So we live according to the Spirit. We fulfill the desires of the Spirit, and we will stay there. Verse 11, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. And we know that we have life, life everlasting. And the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us. He's giving us the life, the power, the anointing, because that's our desire, so that we can do the greater works and be a blessing to the body of Christ. Because we are called, we are anointed, we are predestined to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And not to, it's funny because I'm going to touch on this, not to rob the body of Christ, you know, give us your money, send your donation and do this and do that. If you send your donation, we'll give you, you know, X amount of CDs and X amount of books, and we will send you holy anointing oil, we will send you holy water and all that nonsense. Guess what? You have been given the power and the anointing to pray on the oil, my God. And my God, Jesus, and anoint yourself and know that in Jesus' name, everything that comes out of your mouth, what you speak, you shall have. Thank you, Lord. Just like you pray over your food before you eat, you have the power to pray over your water before you drink it. You have the power to pray over your shower before you get in the shower. You have the power to pray over your bath water before you get in there. You have the power, my God, Holy Ghost of God. This is for somebody tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Stop trying to seek the power, my God, and the things from man. Seek it from God, because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. You say, well, ma'am, I'm not a preacher. So what? You're not a preacher. You are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. You believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now you are saved. The Holy Spirit is indwelling on the inside of you. He has given you the power and the authority to speak those things that are not as though they were. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost, because this is for somebody. I sense it in my spirit in the name of Jesus. Stop looking to man for your answers. Start seeking God. Hallelujah. Start asking the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all things. That's why he's been sent, and he's assigned to you for a purpose, my God. Use him, my God, in the name of Jesus, and call on the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to manifest himself in you, through you, and for you. I pray you receive that tonight in the name of Jesus. You want some holy oil? Go get you a bottle of olive oil, my God, and present it before God. Pray over it. Consecrate it in Jesus' name and speak everything that you want to happen when you anoint yourself, and just watch God do it for you. Just like that. I'm a witness to it, because it happens to me every single day. And if God can do it for me, he's no respecter of person. You know, so what? I'm a pastor. I appreciate the calling. I appreciate the office. I appreciate the operating in prophecy. I appreciate operating in the gift of the Spirit. But by the same token, the same Spirit of God that lives on the inside of me, it's the same Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you. My job is to perfect you, to edify you, and encourage you in the body of Christ, encourage you in the word of the Lord, encourage you in the things of God. But the same power, hallelujah, that is available to me is available to you. Take advantage. My God sees it and get it active in your life, so you too can be a blessing to the body of Christ, and you can tell somebody else, my God, of the same power living on the inside of them, so that they too can know, hallelujah, that this is available to all who ask, all who seek, all who knock, all who wants it. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, that is for somebody, and Lord, I even receive it for me. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. Verse number 11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. That's just the bottom line. It's in black and white in the word of God. You would die spiritually and physically because you're living according to the sinful nature. But listen to this. Here comes the life. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you know, fornication, idolatry, you know, jealousy, covetousness, lasciviousness, debauchery, orgies, you know, discord, you put away all that nonsense and foolishness, division, gossiping, the things that God hates, you put it all away, slander. You put all that nonsense away. And you say, God said, oh, watch, O God, over my mouth, guard the doors of my lips. Let me speak words that are edifying and encouraging and comforting. And God, if I don't have nothing good to say, help me, Holy Spirit, to keep my mouth shut and be still and know that you are God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's for, oh, my God. God, I receive it for me. I know it's for somebody as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. For you are wonderful in my life. And so, you will live. If you put to death the misdeeds of the body, the word of God said you will live. This is Romans 8, verse 13. Now we are at verse 14. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. How can you be a son of God and live in sin? What kind of nonsense is that? How can you go around saying, I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God, smoking a cigarette? How can you go around saying, I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God, but I need a drink to calm my nerves? What kind of nonsense is that? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are to present our bodies, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That is our reasonable service. How dare us try to pollute God's temple? No wonder we're not operating in the gifting of the Spirit because we're so focused in pleasing the flesh. But I decree and declare that tonight, that every person listening who desire more of God, honey, you shall receive more of God and then some. Amen. You shall, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, I love you. I love you, Daddy. I love you. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. You haven't received the spirit to be a slave or to fear things, but you've received the spirit of sonship. You are now a son and daughter of God. Put away the things of the flesh, the deeds of the flesh. Put it to death. Denounce them. You said, but ma'am, it's hard. It's hard to get up cigarette. It's hard to get up, you know, the alcohol. It's hard to stop, you know, fornicating just like that because, you know, my girlfriend and I, that, you know, we love doing that stuff, you know. Ma'am, it's hard to live safe. No, it's not. You have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit now, honey, is your helper. Ask him to help you. He will. He will help you, and God will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So when the thought try to rise up to cause you to want to sin, your spirit man is going to, my God, take over and say, no, we're not going to, because this is now the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, I love you, God. I thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are so sweet and so special, and I love you with all my heart, my soul, my mind. Yes, God, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, Daddy, I love you. Don't you just love the Lord? The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Put away the deeds of the flesh so that the Spirit of God can come, hallelujah, and operate through you and be glorified through you. Let Jesus be glorified in your life as the Holy Spirit glorifies him. Oh, Father, Daddy, I love you tonight and always, but tonight just seems so special. Verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And so, you know, we're going through things in this day and age and in these times, and that's perfectly fine because God is giving us the ability and the strength we need to get through them. And so we're not focusing on that because we know that the suffering of this present time is nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. And that's why tonight we're saying, God, we want more glory. We want more power. We want more anointing. You know, despite our situation, if a man were to know what we are going through, they'd be like, nah, she's nuts. She's crazy. How can you be going through this and preaching the word of God and speaking what you're speaking and doing all that stuff? But you know what? Because the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit that I am the daughter of God and we are the sons and daughters of God and he's operating in us. There is no mountain too high that we cannot climb, honey. There is no valley too low that we cannot climb out of. There is no situation or circumstance that God is not going to get us through it. He already said the battle is his. So stop tripping and start living according to the Spirit of God. Excuse my vernacular there. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Daddy. I love you. Verse 19, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. Look at this. The world is looking in great expectation and anticipating for the sons of God to be revealed. That is that power, that anointing, that holy fire. It's time, church, for us to get right and start operating the gift of the Spirit of God. And being the blessing that we have been called and anointed and ordained to be, living holy lives, pleasing and acceptable to God as we present our bodies to him for his purpose and his use, so that the world, my God, can see our good works and glorify him. They're not going to glorify us. No, no, no. They're going to glorify him, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, as the Holy Spirit makes him real in our lives. And the world will see, and they too will come, as it was in the book of Acts, and saying, what must I do to be saved? And they shall be added to the church daily, such as should be saved. But saints of God, they are waiting on us. What are we waiting for? Are you waiting for a piece of paper to be ordained by man? God has already ordained you. Go forth, because Spirit is going to confirm the works that you shall do in his name. And man wants a piece of paper? Well, then go ahead and get that just to show it to man. But the important thing is your gifts are what's going to make room for you. I pray somebody receive that, whoever you are, that this is for. I almost hear an amen in somebody's spirit. Thank you, Lord. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pain of childbirth right up to the present time. Look at this. Creation is suffering and waiting on us, the church. So, church, we need to get up from our high horses, our traditions and our religion and religious beliefs, and get down, like they say in the real world, to the nitty-gritty of things and get dirty, get our hands in the dirt to see souls brought into the kingdom of God. Excuse my vernacular there again, but it's time to get to work. That's all I'm saying. Verse number 23. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we are saved. We have been saved, now it's time to get others saved. We are blessed to be a blessing and not a curse, and we're not blessed for ourselves. We are blessed because of others. We are blessed for others. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. So we want that glory of God to be revealed. This is why we need to put the nature of the flesh to death and follow after the Spirit and what the Spirit of God desires. Verse 26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for praying for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for praying for me. Thank you for praying for my family. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for praying for all of us, God. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints. Thank you, in accordance with God's will. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for praying for us. Hallelujah. What a blessing that is, just to read that, know that, believe it, receive it, and walk in it. That even though when you're not praying, guess who's praying for you? The Holy Spirit. Oh, that's beautiful. Verse number 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So, honey, whatever you're facing, God is working it out. For this too shall pass in Jesus' name. And there is rewards that await you. So stay the course. Don't give up now. Stay where you are. For things are working out for your good and for God's glory. And I believe it and I receive it for me. And I decree and declare that to myself. I shall remain where I am because things are working together for my good. And I pray you see the same thing and to bring God all the glory in Jesus' name. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. Everything you're going through, God already knows you'll be facing them right now in this time and in the season of your life. So you might as well buckle up, get through it, get over it, and guess what? And my God, let the glory be revealed out of the story. I'm going to say that again. Let the glory of God be revealed out of your story. Amen? Because things are working together for your good. So allow the glory of God to be revealed out of your story. Thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit, I'll say that again. Allow the glory of God to be revealed out of your story. Thank you, Father. I received that from me as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And let's now go to verse number 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called, that's you and me. Those he called, he also justified, that's you and me. Those he justified, he also glorified. That's you and me. And I thank him because God's glory shall be revealed out of my story. And I pray that God's glory will be revealed out of your story as well. And you're welcome to use that. Amen. Because this is revelation out of the present. I'm excited for it. Verse 31, what then shall we say in response to this? You know, if God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, come on. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? So what do you need God to do for you? Don't you think God is able? Oh, I know he is. Because I got testimonies after testimonies in my life, my family's lives, and that of men and women of God that I know and love and care for dearly. I can share their testimonies. I mean, God is just so good. God is so good. So what are you asking him for? And what makes you think he cannot do it? Is it to save a spouse? Don't you think God is able? Is it to promote you? Don't you think God is able? Where is your faith? Where is your trust? Seek ye first. That's the key. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. And God, I receive it from me too. Seek ye first. Verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Oh, my God. Saints, I can park right here and shout all night because there's been so many charges. But guess what? God has dropped them all because they were all lies. God took care of them without us even knowing about them. We found that after the fact. And this is why we give God and God alone all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, we know that God is for us. Who is going to be against us? My God, thank you, Jesus. And who will bring any charge against, my God, those whom God has chosen? How dare them? Amen? And you're covered, honey. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And every charge is against anybody listening is broken. It's broken. It's broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We love you so much, Daddy. I just feel a kiss from the Lord. And I feel the hug from him. I just feel engulfed in his, enveloped in his glory and his presence. It's just beautiful. I love you, Daddy. I love you. Verse number 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand. I got to read that again. Verse number 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. My God, not only is Jesus, the Holy Ghost is making intercessions for us with mourning groanings that cannot be uttered, but Jesus is praying for us. Hallelujah. That's a place to shout, honey. Excuse me, but that's a place to shout. So when I'm sleeping at night and not even praying, Jesus is praying for me. The Holy Ghost is praying, my God, praying for me. Oh, Father, I love you, Daddy. I love you. And, honey, I pray you can say the same thing listening. Thank you, Jesus. And we're getting ready to bring this segment of the broadcast to a close so we can go now into the audible word of the Lord. And where was I? I was at verse number 34. Read that again. It's just something powerful in that passage. I mean, the whole chapter, bottom line. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Wow. 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 Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, hallelujah, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, the interpretation of his word, the manifestation of his word, and the revelation he's giving us for his people tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, we praise you. We magnify and adore you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come on this broadcast tonight to hear a word from you, Lord God, to receive a word from you, Lord God, to hunger and thirst after your presence, Lord God, and be filled, Lord God. Father, as we go now into just listening to the book of Psalms, Holy Spirit, we ask you to just rest upon us afresh. Cover every house represented on this broadcast. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Bless their goings, bless their comings, no matter where they are in the world. Let them know, Jesus, that you love them. You're praying for them. And the Holy Spirit is making moaning and groanings that cannot be uttered. Daddy, I love you. I love you. I love you, Daddy. I love you. Daddy, I love you. Thank you, Father. Bless your people. Keep your people safe. Use your people, the ones that yield themselves to you, for your purpose and glorify yourself, O God. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in the lives of your people, because Jesus has already glorified the Father. Now, saints of God, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord our God lift up his countenance upon you and give you the kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. May the Lord our God give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. May the Lord your God bless your goings and your comings both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Saints of God, this segment of the broadcast is now coming to a close. And what I'm going to do now, again, like I said, I'm still here, but I'm going to begin listening to the Word of God, the Book of Psalms, for the remainder of the broadcast. And this is why we've already spoken the blessings over you. We want to wish you a beautiful rested evening, a good night, or if you're in other parts of the world where it's still daylight, have a wonderful, beautiful day. If you're on your way to work, depending on where you are in the world, have a blessed day at work, and just know that wherever you are, the presence of God is right there with you. Amen. And for those of us who are getting ready to sleep tonight, we pray and ask for sweet sleep, sweet rest, pleasant dreams, revelation in dreams and visions, even as we lay on our beds to sleep. And we just bless God for you. We love you, saints of God, but I always tell the people of God, the body of Christ, that God loves you so much more. Amen. God loves you so much more because there is no greater love than this, that one would lay down his life for his friend. And Jesus has done that for us. So, yes, we love you. And we pray for you always. But you must know that God loves you more. Amen. God bless you. And I want to say good night. The Book of Psalms is going to take us straight through the end of the broadcast. Until next Thursday, same time, same radio station. You've been listening to the Vessel of Honor Ministries broadcast. I am Pastor Dr. Parker, live here on My King's Fellowship Network Services. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Be blessed.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, "I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, And I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalm 3, a psalm of David, when he fled from his son Absalom.
Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people.
Psalm 4, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm of David.
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Psalm 5, for the director of music, for pipes, a psalm of David. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful, you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Psalm 6, for the director of music with stringed instruments, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long?
Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame.
Psalm 7, a Shegayan of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite.
Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High.
Psalm 8, for the director of music, according to Giddith, a psalm of David.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Psalm 9, for the director of music, to the tune of The Death of the Son, a psalm of David. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done, for he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord. Do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know they are only mortal. Psalm 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak, who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, nothing will ever shake me. He swears, no one will ever do me harm. His mouth is full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Like a lion in cover, he lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, God will never notice. He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, he won't call me to account? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. Psalm 11, for the director of music of David.
In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. On the wicked, he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face.
Psalm 12, for the director of music, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David.
Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail. Our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us? Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver, purified in a crucible, like gold refined 7 times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked who freely strut about when what is vile is honored by the human race.
Psalm 13, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me.
Psalm 14, for the director of music, of David.
The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good.
You make my...
Amen. People of God, for some strange reason, it seemed like we got disconnected. But like I said, I'm here, so we're just going to continue to listen to the book of Psalms tonight. And that would take us out. God bless you, and... We are here. Amen.
I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Psalm 17, a prayer of David.
Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord. Confront them, bring them down with your sword. Rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Psalm 18, for the director of music, of David the servant of the Lord. He sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet, so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them. To the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as wind-blown dust. I trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know now serve me. Foreigners cower before me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore,
I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing love to his anointed, to David, and to his descendants forever. Psalm 19, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Psalm 20, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call.
Psalm 21, for the director of music, a psalm of David.
The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might.
Psalm 22, for the director of music, to the tune of The Dough of the Morning, a psalm of David.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it.
Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24 of David, a psalm.
The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Psalm 25 of David.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles.
Psalm 26 of David. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Psalm 27 of David.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Psalm 28 of David.
To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve, because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done. He will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David.
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple all cry, glory! The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Psalm 30, a psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths, and you did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced, if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
Psalm 31, for the director of music, a psalm of David. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. For I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord. For I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. In my alarm I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord,
all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 32 of David, a Maskil.
Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
Psalm 33.
Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the ten-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you.
Psalm 34 of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he left.
I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
Psalm 35 of David.
Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and leave me like one bereaved. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord, my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, "The Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant." My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises all day long.
Psalm 36, for the director of music, of David, the servant of the Lord.
I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise.
Psalm 37 of David.
Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger, and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow, to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him.
Psalm 38, a psalm of David, a petition.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me. Though I seek only to do what is good, Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior.
Psalm 39, for the director of music, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good.
But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me, that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. Psalm 40, for the Director of Music, of David, a psalm.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord speak to me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay.
Psalm 41, for the Director of Music, a Psalm of David. Blessed are those who have regard for the Lord. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land.
Amen.
Them over to the desire.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord sustains them.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for tonight, for you've done great and wonderful and marvelous things. And for that, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for all your precious people, Lord, that have spent time with us tonight. Bless them, restore them, replenish them, give each of them their heart's desire. And Lord, as we sleep this night, we ask that you would give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. May they bear us up in their hands, Lord. May we not dash our foot against a stone, Lord. May we sleep safe and sound, dear Lord. Awake in the morning, we give you praise, glory, and honor. The Lord bless us all and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us all. The Lord be gracious to all of us and give us each our heart's desire. In Jesus' name, God bless you, beloved. Goodbye.